We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hanley, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Olin Krutz. Olin Krutz. Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Hanley.
They do have to consider, Kat, letting somebody else call the plays. Maybe Dave Ragone, the quarterback coach. Nobody knows Trubisky better than Dave Ragone. But watching what we watched today, it's very frustrating. The offense should have done more against a really, really bad San Francisco defense. As soon as Garoppolo becomes a starter, you know San Fran, with all the Bears' injuries, is the better team. They have the better quarterback. Now, that doesn't mean he's always going to be better than Mitch Trubisky. It means right now, at this point in his career, he is a better quarterback than Trubisky is, and that was what worried you about today's game, and it all came true.
He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Hanley.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. A day with Olin Krutz, like Christmas morning. Sadly, we got coal in our stocking yesterday, Olin. And what are you going to do? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Kind of having a Hawaiian Christmas with this weather this morning.
Yeah. It won't hold up. I guess it's going to start freezing soon. Yeah. All right, buddy. So listen, I heard you on the post game say something I thought was really interesting. The idea that the McCaskies have been convinced to kind of allow the football people to run the football team. And we know George is a great believer in the flow chart and everybody has their job to do and you don't intercede. And you suggested, and I again, we got a couple texters who found great irony in it. The idea now might be that the McCaskies need to take over. I don't think anyone's ever believed that before. But
yeah, we're in some bizarre world.
I do think it's high concept that they've been allowing people to make bad decisions.
Take over is a strong word, but you know, even with a flow chart, there's a guy who's in charge. And it has to ask questions. And just to say I'm going to stay out of it, these are football people. Look, I played in the NFL for 14 years. I know a lot of stupid football people who made a lot of bad decisions. And right now, what you're doing by hiring people to consultants outside a building, letting them hire people, letting people run your building, it's not working. So you have to try something else. And Ted Phillips and George McCaskey are in charge up there. Everybody knows that. So, you know, if there's a decision been made like this morning, if I'm in charge, if I'm George McCaskey, I go to John Fox's office and ask him a few questions. Why does Shaheen only play 9 plays? What's going on with this Bellamy situation? All these things I need answers to, and you just can't stay out of the way when you're 25-51 since Lovie Smith left. So something has to change, and to me, that's what has to change. I think that you've gone this route of, we're going to hire football people with quotations around it. And these guys are not doing the job you expect them to do because, one, you're just staying out of the way. So, look, the McCaskies and Ted Phillips are going to be in that building. So scream as much as you want about getting rid of them and need to be gone. They're not going anywhere. So then if they're not going anywhere, they need to take control of their building and help make some of the decisions up there and stop acting like we have nothing to do with this.
And that said, and you know, the cut we played coming in, when you look at those offensive numbers, it's beyond pathetic against that defense. And you're right, Garoppolo might not now and forever be better than Mitch Trubisky, but he sure looked the part yesterday, and he elevated that team and a bunch of nondescript receivers, which brings me to Ryan Pace again. You know, as much as, you know, everyone wants John Fox fired 3 weeks ago or certainly yesterday, you know, when you have those conversations and take control of your team, you know, how does George sit there and say, okay, Ryan, let's go over those draft classes and let's go over the free agent signings. Is he having those conversations, or is Ryan just get X number of years because he drafted the quarterback and everyone's hoping he is the second coming of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and really we don't know, right, exactly what happens in that building. But whatever is going on definitely isn't working with all the injuries. and things of this nature. So we said last night in a postgame show that, there needs to be hard conversations, conversations that are not easy for a lot of people to have in that building. And you need to sit in a room if you're the decision makers. And we're talking to, you know, George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, John Fox, Ryan Pace. We're talking to the guys who make all the big decisions in that building. You need to get in a room, look each other in the face, and ask each other what the hell is going on. Somebody needs to explain to me about these injuries. Somebody needs to explain to me why every game I'm looking at stars on the sideline or two or three more guys going down. Why don't we have enough talent on the field? Just things over and over and over again that keep coming up that we don't have, that we don't have an answer for. When I say we, I mean them. They don't have any answers right for that. We're not the ones who are supposed to come. It seems like we're the ones who's going, well, what's the answer? Well, what's going on in that building? Well, hell, I don't know. I mean, when I look up and McPhee's out the first drive, Kyle Long gets his shoulder the second drive. Look, these are injuries that do happen in the NFL, but the Bear, it's happening to the Bears a lot.
You know, when I thought that the Green Bay game was a really bad moment for John Fox, I thought that the Philadelphia game was a really bad moment for Ryan Pace, and I'm not sure how to feel about this game. I think there's elements of both guys, but Pace doesn't avoid criticism for the team that he's put on the field. I mean, the idea that you got to sign a guy off the street and he's a starter, the idea that you claim a guy on waivers and he's the only guy that can get a sack against a quarterback, they had no pressure on. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo played great, but he also wasn't really harassed, was he? And I also, the Bellamy thing is on him. The kicker, right? I mean, here's Robbie Gould kicking right field goals, and then Cairo Santos is standing on the sideline, sitting on the bench because he can't stand up. He's got the groin injury. I mean, what the hell was that? It's just, I think that Pace is having a nightmare right now.
Right, I mean, there's a lot to that question. But look, you know, this guy had the bad game for this game and that game. No. Everybody driving through Area 51, I like to call it that, Mully, because they have like aliens in there, like you can't even get in the building. But everybody who drives through that security post, look, it's been a bad 4 or 5 weeks for everybody driving their car through it. So if anybody going to that building today thinks, well, this is this guy's fault or that, no. Like I just said, everybody who makes decisions in that building is having a bad time right now. And look, we said on the radio yesterday, look, just give Ragone a chance, because when you only put up 147 yards against the 30th ranked defense in the league, something needs to change. And there's a few things you're watching that you don't like Jordan Howard getting two outside zone handoffs and running out of bounds instead of turning up, putting his shoulder down and sending that San Francisco 49ers team a message early in the game. There's Mitch Trubisky getting in a jump offside and then not throwing it deep. Like, take it
right
out. Everyone in the league does that.
That was
there's
crazy.
Mitch Trubisky,
yep,
scrambling for the first down, not reaching the ball out for the first down. There's little things you do to win games that they're not doing. Like Reuben Foster, the linebacker for San Francisco 49ers, sending people a message early in that game. Anybody who tried to block him, he tried to take their head off. So there's little things like that that the Bears are not doing. And everybody in that building, it's not Ryan Pace having a bad day. It's not John Fox having a bad day. Look, it's everybody. The equipment guys are having a bad time. Everybody's not doing their job, and that starts with the guys up top. And, yes, Ryan Pace is where it starts.
And even the so-called long passes that Mitch Trubisky did complete started as short passes. It was all yards after the catch. You know, texter saying, how can you compare a veteran like Garoppolo to a rookie in Trubisky? Well, yeah, the age difference and one guy's been in the league and has been there with Tom Brady, we get all that. But they did treat him like a guy who could make plays and you know, go deep into a playbook, even though he just got there a week ago, because it wasn't all short, you know, slant routes and everything else. They let him go ahead and throw, and we're still waiting for Mitch Trubisky to be allowed to do that. And again, the 49ers group of receivers, not appreciably better than what the Bears have.
Yeah, we, you know, all you had to do was turn on Garoppolo's film, the two games he played last year, and you easily could see that he was way ahead of Mitch Trubisky in his development. Look, 4 years in the NFL, running scout team against the Bill Belichick's defense, learning behind Tom Brady, learning reads of mechanics, of watching things of this nature, played the two games last year. You could see him going through his progression. You could see him getting the ball out. The Bears tried to blitz him. He completed passes. He read blitzes. He controlled the line of scrimmage, got the ball out a lot of times in under 3 seconds, throwing himself at Danny Amendola and Trent Taylor for the 49ers, and hit him for a lot of passes. You know, he likes those inside quick receivers because that's what New England likes. But, yes, he is ahead of Mr. Bisci right now. Mr. Trubisky has not looked good the last 2 weeks. Yesterday was probably his worst game. Waiting for him to overcome this part of his career that we all go through, where people kind of figure you out a little bit. You hit a wall a little bit, and people take away what you like to do. And this is where you have to have improvement in the game. Waiting for the game to slow down for him to see the field. And guys, that's what worries me about those two plays I pointed out, because if he doesn't know that a guy jumped offside and it's just trying to take a shot, then the game hasn't slowed down for him. If he doesn't know that the yard marker is 1 yard away for him to reach out the ball and get the first down, then the game hasn't slowed down for him yet. And that's what I'm waiting to see.
A quarter of the season left to play, Olin. What are they trying to convince you of? What is it that this team has left to play for if they can't get even a 500 record?
You know, like from a player's point of view, we always say you're trying to put good film out there, right? And I think I just mentioned that their middle linebacker, Reuben Foster, he knows they're 1-10, but he's flying downhill and trying to blow guys up in that first quarter and send them a message. And every hit he's making, he's trying to send the whole league a message that, look, I'm going to be a good player. I'm going to be physical on this field in this league for a long time. And that's what you're looking at from the Chicago Bears. Looking for from the Chicago Bears young players, even their veterans, that we're going to come out here with an attitude today, that we're going to try to execute our plays. I brought up the play about the two plays Jordan Howard just kind of, the play wasn't there and he just kind of trots out of bounds. Look, turn the ball upfield and get 2 yards and try to run that cornerback over who's standing there right in front of your face. You know, for young players that are getting a chance to play, go out there and send everybody a message. Akeem Hicks does it every week when he comes out there and makes 3 or 4 really good plays where he dominates the game and sends the other team a mess. So that's what I'm looking for. I don't expect that all of a sudden the Bears are going to get really, really talented. So I'm trying to watch young guys. I'm looking for the 2 or 3 plays we just talked about with Mitch Trubisky. I want to see him make those plays. So that's what I'm looking for.
This segment with Olin Kreutz brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Olin, we'll let you go just quickly on the way out. You mentioned the Josh Bellamy situation. What's your read on that? I mean, you know, I thought the guy was on the team because he was a good teammate and a great special teams player, and I don't know that he's been used enough on special teams and apparently not a great teammate.
Yeah, and he's got 30 of the snaps, and just from watching film, I think Kendall Wright is better than him at running routes and getting open. So don't know why he's ahead of Kendall Wright on the depth chart, but obviously there's some people love him up there. There's things we don't know. I can't just say Harold Jones Corte. I don't know him, so
right.
I don't know if it's true what he's saying, but just the fact that your name's involved in that stuff, you're screaming at which happens. You know, obviously, Molly, you know I've been in a million arguments in Hallis Hall, screaming at people and football.
You screamed at reporters, Olin. You didn't care.
I won't deny that. So, there's a lot of losing in football. It's an intense game. Things like that happen. But what I didn't like from the whole situation was his response in his interview to questions being asked about Trey McBride getting cut. His nonchalance and his arrogance irritated me. I'm sure it irritates guys in that locker room. But like Brad said, I heard you guys talking to Brad about it. It's so hard to talk about it if you're not in there and don't know the whole situation. But there's another question, right? If you're John Fox or George McCaskey or Ted Phillips, you just don't stay out of the way. Look, I need answers to this, because if you are that kind of guy and you are doing the things that Jones Corte says you're doing, get the hell out of my building.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Olin, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care, Olin.
That is Olin Kreutz. That post game is a must listen. There are some great ideas exchanged, and you know, Olin, you can argue, as I think I once did in a story, that Olin has as much ownership of that franchise as the McCaskeys. I mean, that guy,
blood, sweat, and tears.
He owned that locker room. He controlled. You know, I mean, you can't even. What a lucky time for Lovey to have Urlacher on the defensive side and Olin on the offensive side. You know, controlling that locker room. Mully and Hanley on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It was awesome to have the big play on special teams. But we just got to be better as an offense. And it starts with me. I got to continue to get better each week and be more consistent, especially on third down. Just we need to be more balanced, and we will move forward. So we'll see what we're made of this week, go back to practice, go back to work, and bring that energy and fire and finish out these games.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That is the voice of Mitchell Trubisky, and he understands there's a quarter of the season left, and you don't stop playing, and you got to figure out a way to get through it.
Said the right things again, although Dustin heard lack
Dustin
of conviction.
Felt it was disingenuous.
Yeah, I think that's too strong. I mean, here's the guy, Mully. I think you had it right on, hit right on the head. The guy's frustrated because this thing is in free fall. The offense can't do anything, even though he gets a passer rating of 117. He knows that they had 8 first downs. He knows they had 62 yards rushing. He knows he only got 102 yards passing against arguably the worst defense in the NFC, if not the league. And it's got, you know, but he did say the right things. It starts with me, and we'll you know, find out about this team as we, you know, put the work in. It sounded very Bull Durham-ish, but the fact of the matter is, you can hear the frustration there. I mean, you can hear this guy, what, eight starts in? That he thought he'd be much further along, and certainly that the offense would be under his tutelage, and that hasn't happened.
I remember writing a story on Kyle Orton when he was taking over at quarterback, and he was going to be a fourth-round pick forced to start in the NFL for a really good team, by the way. The Bears were good at that point. And I talked to, among others, Bill Walsh about what it was like to start a rookie quarterback. He had done that years before, and what it was like. I talked to, Ken Wisenhunt was with the Steelers when Ben Roethlisberger was a rookie, and did they get one game short of a championship game? At any rate, it's what's interesting about it is there is this feeling that it is incremental, that you start out teaching the phone book to a player, and then by the end of the year, you're adding, you know, we're going into the K's, into the, you know, we're now in the N's. Oh, boy, look, we're going to hit X pretty soon. That's not how it works. You know, you start out and you have a bunch of plays you run, and then the guy masters them, and then you try to get back to one or two of those plays, and he no longer remembers them. It is not an incremental process. It's not like you learn a little bit of it, and then, you know, here you are, you're building on it. It's more like if you go through rehab for an injury where it's not step by step. It's more like after a certain amount of time, you're okay again. You do the stuff, and guess what? Now I feel all right. Passage of time. But it's not like you just learn something and then retain it.
Right, and so we can add 2 more things next week and 3 more things a week after
not
that.
Not how it goes down. So I thought it was very interesting going into that game to hear that Kyle Shanahan had to like hatch it off the playbook and just come up with 5 or 6 plays. Don't the Bears have to do that every week? Shouldn't they have to do that every week? I don't know what to make of the quarterback progression here because I thought that Trubisky was better this week than he was last week, but certainly it's nothing to brag about.
No.
And
no.
it's not spectacular or anything like that. So
it's not disastrous, but no, it's just okay.
And Olin says maybe rely on the quarterback coach to call the plays. You know, that's probably not a bad idea. Find out what Dow Logan's knows and when he knew it. And
hey.
I just don't know. I mean,
Andy
he's not
Reed,
done it before.
Andy Reid ceded that responsibility or that yesterday. Now they found a way to lose a game because that's what they've been doing, 6 or 7.
They're challenging the Bears.
They scored, what, 30-something points, right? I mean, all of a sudden they're putting points up. Instead of 13-14, they were all sitting in the 30s, but they allowed the Jets to score 38.
And the Bears haven't scored what? I mean, what's their high water mark, 24? I mean, the Bears can't score.
And that's
score
with
points.
2 defensive scores or a special
they,
teams.
What was the statistic? The Bears haven't scored 27 points.
30, I want to say 36 consecutive games. It's unbelievable.
Mother of God.
I mean, I don't know there's another team in the league. Even the Browns have probably done better. This segment of the show brought to us by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James is on the south side. Good morning, James.
Good morning, fellas. I wanted to share something with you, Mully, and see what you thought. What about the McCaskies reach out to Peyton Manning? It'll be a compliment and a challenge to him that he come in and he worked with Mitchell Trubisky. Take him in the film room, teach him his thought process on making reads and, you know, recognizing different defenses and hire him on your own, you know, even before, because this crew here, they're no better than Trestman and the last GM.
They might be worse. They might be worse, believe it or not, James. I mean, if you really stop and look at the records, you gave me the skunk eye. What I'm talking about, Trestman might be a more competent
wins and losses,
offensive guy than this. He at least did it 20-something years in the league, right? He was back to the old Niners, back to – I'm not talking about a recent vintage when he had to leave and go. I'm talking about that guy was running a passing game for a lot of years. I don't know that you're seeing the same thing around here.
Well, he had 13 wins in 32 games, and John Fox has 12 wins in 44.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about it in 5 at 5. Would you rather have Mark Trestman developing Trubisky or the current situation?
Right.
And it was across the board. We all agreed.
Right.
I can't wait to get my hands on him.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago.
I had a chance to meet with Jay 10 years ago in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Which is a museum. You can go down there and see that room. It's like,
you could stay in that room for
like,
extra. Yeah,
it's like the Lincoln's box at the theater, at Ford Theater. You
if
can
you
go
love
sit
football,
there.
Yeah. You had to love this practice.
A man's a champion. CFL Coach of the Year.
I was at that practice, and he came out and said that was the hardest hitting, toughest practice. And I was kind of like, man, I've seen like 1,000 practices worse than that one. I kid you.
Fit to hit.
We're going to respect everybody around us.
Real. Real the man.
They're going to change the locker room up.
They both have ankles.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Is it good enough to limit a team to 5 field goals, 15 points, or do you have to get the ball? Do you have to limit the number of third down conversions? We'll ask those questions of linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski next. It's Molly and Hanley on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Takes the shotgun snap, blitz by Kwiatkowski, tight pocket, and down he goes! Fumble, ball out, Bears recover at the 45-yard line. Kwiatkowski on the sack and the strip and the recovery by the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. And we're delighted to welcome in Nick Kwiatkowski. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man has the lowest tire prices right now. And Nick has got a fun thing going. He's going to host a special collection for the annual Care for Real Toy Drive. That is today from 5:30 to 7 at Toys Etc., which is located at 5311 North Clark Street in Andersonville. The special collection will be held in Andersonville near the Care for Real's office, and Nick will be on site to meet, take photos for everybody that drops off a new and unwrapped toy on site. And then later in December, he's going to participate in Care for Real's holiday shopping day for their clients to come in and shop for gifts for their children. Additional details will be shared at a later date. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well, and this is a really nice thing for you to do. You know, Christmas should be special for everybody, and unfortunately, those that are less fortunate don't usually get the opportunity. I always try to do something around Christmas for people, but this is big stuff for you to collect toys, so congratulations on that, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm real excited for it.
And yesterday was My Cause, My Cleats Day throughout the NFL. I thought it was a terrific idea, and it's amazing, Nick, when you see all the different causes that players hold near and dear and in the full spectrum. And a lot of creativity went in those cleats. I would hope they would let that be a weekly thing, just like, you know, goalies have their goalie masks, and there's some individualism there, but I'm sure that that might be pushing a little too far. But I thought it was great yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it, a huge turnout. I mean, guys all over the league. I mean, every team just had their cause. And it's just great to spread awareness for certain things. So, I mean, it turned out great, like you said. I mean, I wish they would do it every week as well.
So let's talk about the game a little bit. It was a rough one for the Bears. You know, I don't know. Are you guys, do you feel like you're so beaten up that it's hard to win? I mean, we talked to Akeem Hicks every week. He was saying last week that you kind of look around the huddle and you don't recognize everybody. And you're like, okay, let's just go. It's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not much you can do about it, but just keep pushing forward. I mean, injuries are a part of the game. They're going to happen. So you can't really make that excuse. You just got to keep going and finish out.
And that's the ideal, Nick, but you guys are human, and I can imagine the frustration has got to be palpable in that locker room. And certainly individually you guys have to be feeling it because you put in the work each week, and the last 4 or 5 weeks you have no wins to show for it. And, you know, you have a Niners team coming in with all its issues, and you keep them out of the end zone, but they find a way to put just enough points up on the board to head out of here with the W. What is the feeling around the team now? I know everyone wants to keep their head down and get back to work, but how do you get past that frustration, or how do you not allow that to fester a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, it's frustrating. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, you kind of got to block everything out, all the outside things, and just worry about the team, the inside stuff, and just keep working and don't let it really affect you. It's just, it sounds a lot easier than it is, but you just got to keep pushing forward.
When you look at what went on in terms of the quarterback change, is that, you know, what was your take on Garoppolo? Obviously, he's a local kid, and he looked like he, you know, knew what he was doing, even though he apparently doesn't know the scheme that much.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. We watched, I mean, what we could of this week. It seemed like the playbook was a little bit scaled back for him, but I mean, he definitely executed his play as well, and he's going to be good for them.
The defense as a whole was the bright spot early on in the season. And those last 3 weeks, is it simply injury, Nick, or is there something else going on with the defense? And now, what, week 13, 12 games in, is it fatigue? It seems like, again, you held them out of the end zone, but when they needed to make a third down play and third and long, they found a way to do it more often than not yesterday. Is there something else going on with the defense that does it have to get better in these final four games?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, speaking on last game, it's hard to say without watching the film. But injuries definitely don't help the situation. But it's, again, one of those things. I mean, it's easy to make that excuse. And we just got to get it done.
I got to tell you, I look at the team that lined up for the opener, and you guys played pretty well in that game against Atlanta. And I look at what you have now, and I don't know how it can't be related to the injuries. It just seems like, up and down the line, you know, there's a lot of starters missing. And, you know, especially when you're hit at specific positions. Chris Pruszynski starts at safety, and he was signed this week. He was on the street. He wasn't even playing. And, you know, again, you look at the pass rushers, you got three pass rushers down. It just seems like, you know, sometimes when there are targeted positions, it's very hard to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris Pruszynski, like you said, I mean, he signed this week, ended up starting. You can't control them. The injuries, I mean, they're rough. They're rough on any team, some more than others. And it's not a good year for us with injuries, but you got to make something work out of it.
How do you avoid focusing on the future? How do you avoid, you know, worrying about Vic Fangio out of contract at the end of the year or John Fox under pressure? Is this just stuff you can't control and you learn in football to keep your head down and do your job, or does it sort of weigh on everyone?
It's one of those things where you got to control what you can control.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. As an individual, you just got to keep coming in the building, putting in the work each day, and just focus on that opponent each week.
Has John Fox been consistent throughout this in terms of his approach to the team and to how he gets you guys prepared each week?
I mean, it for the most part, yeah. I mean, it changes up. Little things change up each week. But for the most part, it's been very consistent.
What is your take on Danny Trevathan coming back? Does that mean a lot to the team? Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great inside linebacker. He's the center of the defense. So to have him back, I mean, it's huge for the defense. It's huge for us, the linebacker room. He's a great player.
Does this take a toll?
As in what?
Losing. Sorry. Does it take a toll on you?
It does. I mean, it's frustrating. Like we were talking about before, it is frustrating. But, I mean, four games left, it's important to just focus, like I say, each week and just do what you can do and finish out strong. I mean, you can't let losing kind of get to you too much. You need to just keep focusing, putting that work on each week and trying to finish out the season strong.
We played the take of you getting a sack coming in here. What is it? I mean, what is the funnest part of the game for you? What is it, getting a sack? Is it making, blowing someone up with a hit? What is it that you love about the game?
Kind of all those things. Making big plays. I mean, winning games. I mean, it's a great feeling when you can make a big play and celebrate with your teammates, or get a win, celebrate with your teammates. I mean, there's a lot of different things that bring that same kind of feeling of excitement and joy that are all centered around football.
And we get a chance, as Molly said, to talk to Akeem Hicks each week. And, I mean, the guy makes us want to run through a wall. When you see a guy like that, bring it each day, and I assume he brings it in practice the way he brings it on game days, what's it mean to that unit to have a guy who just got the big contract and it looks like he's playing for a contract? It hasn't changed his approach at all.
No, it hasn't. He's a guy that comes in each day of the week. I mean, he prepares the same. I mean, he's fired up every time you get in that huddle, whether it's in practice, in the game. And, I mean, he's been great for us.
What's left to prove for you personally this year? What are your goals in the final quarter of the season?
My goals for the last four games of the season, I mean, just to really focus on myself and getting just as a player and just getting better each week, each game. And, I mean, missing games earlier this year, I mean, I felt like that kind of put me in a hole. So I just want to really just finish out getting better each game and continue to improve.
Nick, we talk about Vic Fangio a lot. We mentioned that he's on his way out of town, perhaps, with his contract coming up. You know, he's never been given an opportunity as a head coach. What would he be like as a head coach? What do you make of him?
He's a great coach overall. I mean, he gets us prepared each week. I mean, his scheme. I mean, the things he does. I mean, I see him do each week. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, just getting the defense ready. So I think he could be a great head coach. But, again, all those things are kind of out of our control.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how some of the fans feel, like that he might be a guy that deserves to get a look somewhere. I know he's a little bit older, but, you know, there's going to be six or seven jobs open in the league this year. If you follow things, I mean, I don't know. Vic has had interviews before, but he's never gotten that opportunity. I personally would think it'd be kind of fun to see what he could do.
Yeah, absolutely. He is a great defense coach for us. I mean, but those things, I mean, you never know what could happen. I mean, I haven't been looking at that stuff at all. Like I said, we're just as a team. We're just trying to focus on these last couple games.
There's not much else you could do. Hey, Nick, thanks for jumping on. And, again, we should let people know the event is tonight. You will be out and about, and people can come and see you and drop off a toy. They don't want you to wrap the toy, and you can get a picture with Nick and get an autograph and all that stuff. Again, the event is at Toys Etc. at 5311 North Clark Street in Andersonville, and that's from 5:30 to 7:00. And it's for the Care for Real Toy Drive. And Nick, congratulations on being involved in an event like this. And hopefully things will turn around in the last quarter of the season for your team.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Okay, buddy. Take care. That is Nick Kwiatkowski, the Bears linebacker. You know, it's hard, I think, at this point of the year for players on that team to not just try to put their head down and focus on what they can do. It's tough when you stop and look at the overview of where the season is at. It's yet another losing season, and John Fox talked about the two numbers last week. They're going to have to find a different one. You got to feel for whether or not they're going to win another game? Do you feel like it's inevitable? I mean, I was very lukewarm on the Bears' chances against San Francisco when the quarterback change was made.
Yeah, when Garoppolo was coming in,
thought. And, boy, that number dropped pretty significantly toward the start of that game, which made you feel somebody knew something, right?
Yeah, and look, when Nick Kwiatkowski says he's got to focus on himself, but he did say get better each week, and if each guy did that, if each guy took a, just figured out what they need to do to get better each and every week, this would be a better football team. But you're right, it's got to be awful difficult for them not to think big picture questions or, who's coming, who's going, and, who's here for the long term.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.